So we seek out this in the Babu VOA in the Belle.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Siyahlangana kwezakusihlwa mthwakazi omuhle kustudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 8 kumpalakazi 2024. Igama Muntungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, abantu abanengi balokhe bengakalimi ngokoma komkhathi okulakho ukudlondlobalisa isimo sendlala ngomnyaka ozayo. Bazivusele imikhokha abasolwa abacalwa ngokugeba amathuna abantu bebe sebekhipha amathambo abafi besiya walahla ukuze bathengise amangcwaba kakutsha. Kuxwayisa ingcwethi kwezamasiko. Silazo ezemidlalo ezabatsha kanye lezokuzilibazisa. Zonke lezi ndaba ziyalandela. Ukoma komkhathi sokuphehle ukukhathazeka ebantwini abanengi abalokhe bengakalimi abathi umnyaka ozayo lawo ukhanya uza kuba lendlala emangalisayo ukwedlula eyalonyaka. Inengi alikalimi ngoba izulu line kanye kuphela endaweni ezinengi lahlela nyamalala. Indlala yalonyaka ihlasele abantu abedlula izigidi eziyisishiyangalombili 7.7 million abadinga usizo lokudla oluphuthumayo. Uhulumende uthi abantu laba bazaqhubeka bedinga ukuphathiswa ngokudla njalo ngomnyaka ozayo kuze kuyefika inyanga kaMbimbitho. Ababelimile endaweni ezinengi bathi sokuchile. Sixoxele sakhamuzi seMarinoha eKezi umnumzana Ocean Mafancube.
Kunzima kakhulu baba isimo esingapha eKezi. Izulu likaSewuli like lathi ukufefeza nje kancane kwezinye zezindawo nalabo nje abakwazileyo ukuthi belimalime ngamatherekitha beqasha abanye. Kodwa ke sokuqalile ukumila kodwa ilanga liyahlangabeza liyachisa. Sikhumbule phela vele ukuthi kuona lomnyaka asizange sivune lutho ngoba izulu lade livele lingekho. Engikuqinisekisayo lami ukuthi hayi sikhangelane lenkinga enkulu kakhulu kulomnyaka ozayo 2025. Ngoba isikhathi sokuthi manje kumpalakazi sesiqalile ukulima kodwa kalikho izulu. Ngikhangele le dam lakithi laphana elikhulu elisondelane lendawo yemaphisi abantu abathola khona amanzi. Seliyaphela lalo amanzi idamu elikhulu esilithembileyo endaweni engicabanga ukuthi kungumnyaka wokuqala nalo ukuthi lize liphele ngalendlela ekuyiyona khona manje.
Sizwa kuthiwa lilenhlelo zokuzigebhela amadamu ngapho seliwagubhile amanengi, ungasichazisela?
Esiswaqedile ukuwaphanda mathathu endaweni eseduze-duze. Ngizabala eleMarinoha abathi ngumhlobo demu, ngibale elisesenana abathi umbikiwa demu, ngibale njalo elinye elisesenana abathi unamathe demu. Asephandiwe lawo madamu ize izifuyo zife kakhulu kuwo lomnyaka, kodwa ngibone ngathi abantu baduduzekile ngokuzwa kwami bekhuluma kuzo lezi nkundla esuke sikizo, kumbe ngithi phecelezi amalinki la asuke evuliwe ukuthi hayi sesiswele izifuyo kodwa sokwenele ke manje ngoba sesize saphakama singumphakathi siziphandela amadamu, okube yimpumelelo lokho ngingakufihli. Njalo ukuthi ngisho ngalendlela ngisho lokhu ukuthi ke nabanye mhlawumbe abakuzwayo lokhu bekwazi ukuthi endaweni zabo bekwazi ukuthi kuncediswane kuyenziwe nje intuthuko ezifana nalezo ukuze siqhubekele phambili ngoba i-government yethu ngathi idonsa izinyawo.
Umnumzana Ocean Mafancube yisakhamuzi seMarinoha eKezi. Zimbabwe. Singene kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Yo.
Siyalamukela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami nguThabo Kancube. Namhlanje sixoxa lonkosazana Samantha Swanda, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ephathisa abakhubazekileyo e-Signs of Hope Trust. Sikhuluma ngokunanzwa kosuku lwe-International Day of Persons with Disabilities.
Abatsha kumele bezwisise ukuthi ilanga elinjengaleli ngelokuba sithathe sicabangisise njengoZulu mayelana namalungelo abantu abakhubazekileyo. Ukuthi sesingaphi lapho endlala khona, siyalo ukuthi sithi how far, ngenxa yokuthi kulezinye izikhathi zokuthi amalanga anjengalawa aphongukuba nje ngamalanga ukuphongukujika amazwi kule lali kunye la any commitment esiyenzayo. Kumele ukuthi sicabangisise ngamalanga lawo. This year in particular sikhangela nge-leadership of persons with disabilities. So sithi how far ngokuthi abantu abanama disabilities bebe ngabantu abathungamelayo ezigabeni zethu.
Yiziphi ezinye inhlelo ebeliziphethe kuyona leviki liphathisa ke abakhubazekileyo?
Kuliviki sibe lemicimbi eminingi. Mina ngikwazi ukuhamba emicimbini emibili. Enye kade seHopley, enye ibikobulawayo. Nxa ngikhangele kade kuyisikhathi sokubana abakhubazekileyo labo sibafundise ngamalungelo abo. Ngenxa yokuthi into ongayaziyo awungeye wayidimanda anyway, siyakwazi ukuthi vele ama-rights awaphiwe umuntu ezihlalele. Kumele abantu abakhubazekileyo bekwanise ukuzimela, becela kuhulumende izinto okumele baziphiwe. So ngezikhathi lezi kade sifundisana labantu abakhubazekileyo mayelana namalungelo abo. Amalungelo abo okuba aku-constitution, sidonethe thina ama-constitution afika 8 ngapha eHarare. Njalo kade sikhuluma ngamalungelo achiyechiyeneyo, i-right to access to assistive technologies. Ayo abancedisayo ama wheelchair, ama white cane. Sakhuluma nge right to education. Saphinda sabamba bambo kwe budget, sakwazi ukuthi kule budget debate buya masinyazana nje. Sifuna ukuhlaziya nje ukuthi i budget ibimi njani. Sithola isikhathi sokufundisana esikhulu kakhulu labantu abakhubazekile ukuze sifone ukuthi kungayenzwa njani ukuze amalungelo abo labo bezimele bewathole.
Ibona abanye sebekhuthaza ukuthi ukuphathiswa kwabakhubazekileyo bephathiswe ngendlela eza kubapha amandla okuthi benelise ukuziphilisa kumbe ukuphila bezimele bodwa. Lokhu sibona sekuphumelele kangakanani eZimbabwe?
Iya, kusase lo msebenzi khonapho dabuka ngoba ngibona abantu abakhubazekileyo lokho kungabantu abaphila ngokuzwelwa ngabantu. I-empowerment sibili kade ngakabe khona. Sike sakuxoxaxoxa nje sisithi even ku-national budget nxa ukhangele abantu abakhubazekileyo bathola izinto ezifanana le-social security. I-social security izimali lezi eziyabe ziphuma zivela kuhulumende ku-social welfare. So lokho kungalunganga kakhulu. Most of i-budget abayitholayo yizinto okumele bezithole nxa bengafika e-social welfare. Sonke siyakwazi ukuthi i-Department of Social Welfare ngeke kuncedise abadubekayo. So until and unless we correct into enjalo, sizabe sibona abantu abakhubazekileyo bengabantu bokuphomba ucelacela.
Kuyini elikwenzayo ukuzama ukumisa udubololo?
Sifuna ukuthi sicele ama-members of parliament esimele abantu abakhubazekileyo bekwazi ukuthola ama-loan, bekwazi ukuthola umhlabathi labo bezilimele, bekwanise ukuthola imfundo. Ama-teacher lawa nabafundisayo labo abe equipped befundise ukuthi bona bafundiswa kanjani ezikolo zabo. Sifisa ukuthi bethole lama-devices anjengama-cell phones, bethole ama-assistive devices ukuze bekwanise ukube bezihambela bodwa bezenzela izinto zabo.
Namhlanje besixoxa nonkosazana Samantha Swanda, ongumqondisi wenhlangano ye-Signs of Hope Trust ngosuku lwe-International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Asihlanganeni nesikhathi esifana nayo neviki ezayo olivalelisayo uThabo Kancube.
Sibonge uThabo Kancube ngohlelo lwabasakhulayo.
Sigcina masiko wethu owenze
usenziwe
manje sigcina masiko
wethu
kwenza masiko namuhla sixoxa ngokubotshwa kwabasolwa beHarare abane abetheswa icala lokugebha amangcwaba bekhiphe amathambo abantu babesebethengisa lawo mangcwaba kakutsha. Amapolisa athi vagebha amathuna angamakhulu cishe amane 380. Silencwadi kwezamasiko njalo engusiyazi umnumzana Mhabinyana Ngwenya.
Into ezilayo kakhulu leyo njalo yibuthakathi. Yena lo mkhupha engcwabeni uligebha ulesibindi bani ungamazi ukuthi babe bamkhulumela bathini abakiwe. Lawa mathambo lawa wakhipha uthwasa ngaphi esiNdebeleni kuyazila lokho angikwazi khona lekibo ngaze ngemba akhulumele ngoba ngamasiko lamasiko.
Esintwini nxa kuthe kwenzakala into enjalo babungwenya kungaba lomthelela bani kulo mkhokha yini?
Umkhokha omkhulu ngoba bonabo bantu awukwazi ukuthi ukubekwa kwabo akhulume ukuthiwani ngabe vele besenjani. Wena ulesibindi bani sokuyababhebha amathambo omuntu wafayo ungamazi ayazila wona uwabona welathelwe ngubani ukuze kube njalo ngoba nxa kuthiwa kulomthi ogejwayo amangcwaba akhe abantu bayaconjwa ngemloda ukwenzela ukuthi bengazibonakala belathelwe ukubona amathambo omuntu abangamaziyo ukuthi wafa kanjani. Abafanga kukurawundi ayelatshelwa ukuthi amathambo abo naye lingatsholanga loko kwakungatsholiswa naye sedlungikile sesiyabekwa kutsha abantu bayelatshelwa.
Esintwini siyake sizwe nxa umuntu engangcwatshwanga kuhle kuyabe kuthiwa umoya wakhe uyazulazula awuhlalisekanga. Abantu bamathambo agejiweyo ayalahlwa lakwathengiswa amangcwaba singathi imimoya yabo ikusimo bani kathesi ngokwesintu?
Imimoya esihluphekile leyo nawe futhi yena lo wakho xa uthenge ingcwaba usiyabeka umuntu engcwabeni enzile ingcwaba yindlu yomuntu eyokulalo kokucina. Nawe usuzamkhipha ufake owakho ukuthi uyayelala ngcono kulelo ngcwaba uthi baxabanisa umoya leyanisixabana udingana endlini yami njalo ufakwe ngubani abakithi wathelile yini uhlupho lolo olunaphakade bonabo abasengalawo mangcwaba abantu abagamileyo kakhulu abathengisa lawo mangcwaba abantu abagamileyo kakhulu umlando wezindula lezo nxa zikhona ezosiko ngosiko.
Yimikhokha yodwa leziqalekiso ezizabuya lapha ngokutsho kwakho?
Iqiniso leyo.
Ilungiswa ithweni manje nxa inje babungwenya?
Abadala bathi bona ayithiwa zikhamkhuku kakhulu ayiziyazilikela esiNdebeleni kakulanhlamba inhlamba layo iyakhuluma iyatsho yikho sithi mina abadala bathi ngazibe enkulu kakhulu ayiziyazekeka iyayisisekelwa nje ubona kunkulunkulu ukuthi uzayiqisa kanje abantu ingwendlela leyo ingwendlela sithiwe ingozi.
Kodwa nxa kuthe kwaphathwa kuhle yini abantu besintu kumbe kuyiwe kulindawo kwenzwe okwenziwayo ngeke ihlaliseke yini imimoya yabantu laba mhlawumbe lalabo akade sebengcwatshiwe emangcwabeni akudala alamathambo alahlwayo mhlawumbe labo bakhijwe kumbe ingaphathwa njani kahle kahle ngitsho languhulumende ngoba le indaba esithinta abantu abaningi ngeyomoya ibuye ibe ngenyama njalo.
Yikho uhulumende engakuthibi uhulumende phela okwakhe ukubusa ilizwe umlando wezinduna uhulumende umlando wezinduna wona lowo yikho ukuthi mina nxa izinduna zosiko zikhona nosiko azikubone ukuthi kungalungiswa njani ngoba labo bantu abakwalulela amangcwaba abaziwa ukuthi bavela ngaphi okungaphi kuyelajelwa kulabo bantu nabo bazakuthi ukuthi amathambo kazibanyabanyana ivele wakhiphe kuyihloleni naye abesebakhulumela ukuthi hhayi achayenini labo bantu alibakwazi ukuthi ma umuntu esibe ngabona sinechimoyo lapho kwangcwatshwa khona amahove yikho labona amathambo nxa kwakutshaya ingungu abevuka labo uzize emangcwabeni betshaya ingungu fo lo osenze isikho esinjalo esingaze sibe khona ukuza kuphatha kuthini kuxhabanisa imimoya lawo wena umamagesi kuyesikinini lawa ulikwamile wavula amathambo lana wafikela wathini
umnumzana mhabinyana ngwenya ngusiyazi njalo uyingcwethi kwezamasiko. Uhlelo vuselela umoya namuhla silomfundisi Richard Mvalelanleya.
Ngiyabonga ukungena ehlelweni lanamhlanje. Ngiyanibingelela nonke nina bantu bakwa Studio 7 enisikhiqizela indaba ezimnandi kangaka. Sithi uNkulunkulu azabe nani empilweni yenu kunye nemdeni yakini bebe nani. Namhlanje ngifike lapha ngiphethe incwadi yomvangeli uLuka, incwadi yomvangeli uLuka eyakuqala. Eyifundeka ke ngale ndlela ukuzalwa kukaJohane noJesu kuyamenyezelwa emihleni kaHerodi inkosi yaseJudiya. Kwakukhona umpristi othile ogama lakhe nguZakariya esigabeni sikaAbhiya nomkakhe ongowamadodakazi kaAroni igama lakhe nguElizabethi belungile. Belungile bobabili phambili kukaNkulunkulu behamba ngayo yonke imiyalelo nezimiso zenkosi bengasoleki. Sayizwa ke inkulumo yokungasoleki kwalaba bobabili uZakariya nomkakhe Elizabeth. Bona ekuthandazeni kwabo babethandazwa bengachiyi igama elithi uNkulunkulu asinamntwana. Laze lazwakala emazulwini ukuthi bayakhala ngomntwana bobabili. uNkulunkulu wasethuma ingilosi enkulu uGabhariyeni emi phambili kwenkosi ukuthi mayihambe iyobatshela ukuthi isikhalo senu sesizwakele ezulwini. Kuyothi ke ngonyaka ozayo ngalesi sikhathi niyobe ninengane. Bakuzwa ke lokho bobabili ukuthi ngonyaka ozayo bayabe benengane. Bahlala ke benjalo uma behleli benjalo njengokuba phela uZakariya wayengasakhulumi, wayesekhuluma ngamasayini ngenxa yokuthi ingilosi enkulu yathi ikhuluma naye ivele ezulwini izomtshela izindaba ezimnandi. Wangazayithemba waze wabuza ukuthi lokhu kuyayenzakala kanjani. Kwathiwa ke lokho ke yikho kwamvalisa umlomo. Bheka ke esigodini sakibo wayekhethiwe, esigodini sakibo wayekhethiwe ukuthi isonto malingena nguye ozaqala angene alungise endlini yesonto ukuthi bonke abantu abangenayo bengene sokulungisiwe. Ngelinye ilanga lamalanga ke wangena. Uma engena babona ukuthi akasabuyi. Uma engasabuyi bakhuluma bathi ingabe namhlanje kuyenzekale kanjani. Kukhona umbono awubonayo umpristi omkhulu, kukhona umbono awubonayo khonapha endlini ngaphakathi. Bavumelana ke ukuba bethandaza phela benhliziyonye bethandaza beselayinini abapostoli bethandaza bethandaza bethandazela lelo langa. Kuyabongeka ke lokho kokuthandaza kwabo ngokuba laba bantu babenikiwe phela ngokuthi kwakumenyezelwa ngokuthi uJohane uyobe esesayidini lobubhapathizi abe uyena omqa oqala. Kuthiwa kakekho umprofiti onamandla adlula akaJohane ngokuba uJohane wayenikwe inkosi ukuthi athandaze. Ngokutsho njalo ke nami ngiyabonga abantu benkosi umthandazo ongaka nempendulo kaNkulunkulu engaka ivuya emuntwini esemhlabeni lo muntu engumuntu othembekileyo kuthiwa esigodisa kubo babethembekile wonke umuntu ombonayo wayethi lo ungumfundisi nomfundisi kazi bathembekile kuNkulunkulu ngokutsho njalo ke nami ngiyabonga abantu benkosi ake siceleleni wonke umuntu ngokuba lo muntu lo ozazalwa la uyena esingaye namhlanje owaqala kuye ukuprofita ngokuthandaza ngokubhabhatiza kuthiwa ubhabhatizo lonke lubuya naye ngiyabonga ngokutsho njalo asithandazeleni bonke abantu abanenhlupheko abaphethwe izinhlupheko zabo asibathandazeleni ngokuba abanye babo bagula nje bayagula befihla bengatsheli abapostoli ukuthi bebathandazise manje ke sicela uNkulunkulu ayenze amandla abo lo mthandazo ungene kubo bezifihlile benjalo ukuthandaza ke abantu behlangene kuhle kakhulu ngoba abanye basenalo ugetsi lolwana lwabojohane nabopetros banalo lelo getsi ma bethandazela umuntu uyaphila siyanithandazela abantu benkosi philani ngaphansi komthandazo ngokutsho njalo ke nami ngiyabonga asivaleni lo mthandazo sivaleni ilanga lanamhlanje umusa wenkosi yethu Jesu Kristus nokudlelana nothando nomoya oyingcwele hamba nabahambayo usale nabasalayo egameni likaJesu waseNazaretha amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Richard Mvalela Ndleya ngohlelo vuselela umoya. Kuhlandla lezemidlalo namuhla sixoxa lomdlali wenguqu owake wadla ubhedu edlalela iqembu leHighlanders uBlessing Gumiso yena osehlala eSouth Africa lapho aqeqesha khona abantwana esikolo sakhe sezenguqu asivule kulelo lizwe kubika uEzra Chisa Spanda.
Abalandeli beHighlanders babembiza Gumigumi kumbe sekhulu Mtare ngesikhathi edlala leli qembu ngeminyaka yama-1990s. Nangu elonda imbali yakhe.
Khulela elingazalelwa eMtare, ngahamba kuSakuva Primary School from kuSakuva, ngayenza iSecondary School Ellis Grade U eMtare khona ngale. Sakhula sidlala ibhola lamaphepha estratini labanye abantwana. Ngawa le nhlahla ekuthi kunye i-team eMtare khona ngale yama juniors kuthe iCity Velos yayikoshwa ngu-Ian Matondo.
Ugumiso wadlala amaqembu ambalwa esakhula agoqela iBoda Timbers, Gweru United kanye leTanganda.
Isaba le nhlahla eMtare i-team kuthiwa yiTanganda yafonywa and iTanganda was a well sponsored i-team. So ngabizwa khona ngale for ama trials for ama under 20 nga qualifier kwawulolo iDimutasa uWilliam Chari uNelson Bandura uArnold Tsunga uJohnson Mbaradza Ian Matondo Anthony Masunde webesa ku Rwai Simba for Dishtakatira just to mention a few.
Njengomdlali onamaphupho amakhulu futhi loyisa udlala iHighlanders uBlessing wasuka eMtare elibhekise kodwa ukuthi zethunqa esesiyadinga amadlelo aluhlaza.
I told my friends eMtare ukuthi madoda mina sengipakisha isikhwama zami sengihamba koBulawayo. Wathi weBulawayo uzenzani? Ngathi ha mina sengizojoin iBhosa. Abantu bahleka including my brothers, my sisters, even abangani. Wathi how ungaya eBulawayo ukudlalela iBhosa njani wena ungazake wadlalela even a PSL team eMtare? So I was never spotted akula umuntu angibizayo kumbe umuntu angispotayo wathi Gumiso kuzodlalela iBhosa ngasihambela ngagibela izupho ngayehla koBulawayo
atheleka koBulawayo engasadlanga ngojana uGumiso wafika waba lenhlanhla wahlangana lomunye umdlali weBhosa uGift Lunga Junior bahle baba ngabangani.
So ngambuza ngathi I'm from Mutare ngibuyizo join iBhosa wahleka wathi ubizwe mbani ngathi akula umuntu angibizayo wathi okay ubuye ngemande siyathena eHighlanders Sports Club wa khomba wanikeza ama directions ukuthi uzohamba kanje kanje ngemande. We are doing a road work ngoba it was beginning of a season 98-99 season. So ngahamba on Monday ngabona uRamani. I used to see them on television omaphepha or Willard Kumalo, they welcomed me. What in Fanami trainer and a trainer? That was it. Natana Kuposo, then I signed. The rest is the history.
Ekambo le Highlanders and Mobala Tanya Nkezo Zonke, Njalo Tata is Toto, so why in Champion Premier Soccer League? Omasanda, Amane, Imyaga and the Lana, Escatu Kumisa Zana. Suppose Okumiso would say, Jamoba, so the Minyaga, Lelikum, but in Asawazi, Ocha is Wayo, we no supply.
Abaning one corner. Mina kubona kwami abadeserve point number 1. They don't know ukuthi ukudlalela iBhoso how important is it, especially for ama fans, ama die hard supporters eBhoso. Kwa iBhoso without ama supporters akula niks. Who is buying, kula ama scout yini? I think this is where the whole system is going wrong. Bakati athenze kuBhoso ungabala abantu ukuthi ungathi lo le talent, lo le talent uzothola ama players amalutshwane. So sizochinja ama coaches, sichinja into zonke, sizowaloku sikhala njalo, sikhala njalo.
Empela abakhala abalandeli be Highlanders naku lalo nyanga leli qembu alitholanga sicocwe ngithole sisodwa nje liqedwe emdlalo ye Premier Soccer League lihlezi kuze ngalesithupha kungalanga emhlomelo njalo phakathi kwemidlalo yalo yonke engamashumi amathathu la 34 linqobe kumdlalo elithumi lambili kuphela 12 iHighlanders ibe nguthikile obhanqa njalo emidlalweni efanayo yabuya yanqotshwa umdlalo elithumi 10 ngiyimele Sido 7 igama lami Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Siziphethe ngodaba lokuzilibazisa. Namuhla sihamba leqembu leRumba elizibiza ngokuthi ngamaprofessionals last number. Lona elidabuka kondolwane esigabeni sako Zuzaphi ePlumtree. Sixoxa lomholi waleli qembu uNhlakanipho Donga.
Nani salibonani kuzo zonke indawo angikho ngedwa ngilo Thonas Nkomo lo Abel Ndebele siqale ngo 2022 sakhiphe single track ngo July ethiyona uJesu iphendula emthandazo kwase kusithi khona ngo December sakhiphe album etinyama yembongolo kwase ku last year sakhiphe album etinjaka makhelwane bese kusumanzibheke sakhiphe single track sihlanganele lo munye umfowethu laphana ukuthi ngu-Obri oleqembu lakhe layo. Manje sesikhiphile futhi i-albhamu yethu yesithathu isihloko sayo sithi igasa likhiphi.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wenu kumbe ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Abafuna ingoma, ama USB akhona, ama CD akhona kanye nama t-shirt lama jacket. Bese kusithi laba fisa ukuthi nje ezitolo zabo noma emizini yabo noma ama Christmas noma ngamunyenywe sikwazi ukuthi sifise ukukhalisa kube mnandi. Inumber nazi lapha zosibiza. Eyami ithi 083 8596 92. Wizo sitela tonas lapana babo mnani. Iti 083-386-9804. Eka mchana angusayifaka anga lapana kapele. Kote ke mongo tindawa lati kuna po yabuza stole.
Abalandeli uvachiela wapamasi.
Siyabu ngakulu bakiti stela njutaso.
Kwanele Mthwakazi asibe nikuhlelo lunye kusasa olivalelisayo nguntungamilinkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.